My wife and I were in a pharmacy the other day, and she holds up a pile of the magazine. She said, "Look, baby, it says now 50 is the new 20. I appreciate your enthusiasm, but I'll tell you like I did her, if that was true, we probably wouldn't be in a pharmacy right now. And the frequency in which I go to a pharmacy now tells me I'm in my 50s. I went the other day, not to even buy anything, y'all. I just went there just to look around. Yeah, I got that much time on my hands. Stayed on that one aisle, that ass seen on TV aisle, man. Just walking up and down, going, who comes out with a pillow that glows, man? That's awesome. If 50 is a new 20, how come I got parts of my body that now hurt that I never knew I owned when I was 20 years old? When I was 23 years old, I rebuilt my very first house. I already told you about it. The other day, I'm watching the Three Stooges on the Turner Network in a marathon. I giggled and pulled a muscle in my back. I walked stoned over 2 days. A buddy of mine, like, did you finally put in a pool? Hell no. Curly's funny, man. Curly funny. We're talking about drinking. That changes the older that you get. The older that you get, the more you got to plan out your night of drinking. When you're in your 20s, not one night do you have to plan it out. You want to go out with us? Heck yeah. What time you got to be at work? 6 a.m. What time is it now? 5:30. Woo! 15 more minutes of drinking. You get in your 40s and beyond that, you got to plan it out. You want to go out with us for Halloween? Hell no, I'm doing New Year's this year, dude. New Year's. I already got the Pepto and the Tylenol next to the bed, dude. Now give me some Gatorade and I'm hooked up. Finally had a breakdown to buy glasses for the first time. I told everybody I didn't need glasses. I told everybody I got 20/20 vision. And I knew it wasn't true. And I'll be honest with you, I finally broke down and bought my glasses just because I was tired of ordering chicken Alfredo. You old people know what I'm talking about, don't you? You young people can kiss our asses. That's right. By the way, that word is in the Bible. Shows up a lot. It's actually 5 letters. When you're 20 years old, you look at the whole menu like you own the dang joint, man. I haven't seen a side in 12 dang years. No, because they put the sides in a little 6-point print on the bottom. I'm like, just give me the squiggly stuff, I guess. Because when you're 20 years old, the menu's here. When you're 30, it's here. When you're 40, it's here. And then one day you look up and go, screw it, give me chicken Alfredo. Buy the glass, because the last time I said, give me chicken Alfredo, the lady said, sir, you're in a Jiffy Lube. Well, I'll take that stuff to go then. I brought them out on stage. I'm not in pretentious anymore. Here's a brand new William Lee look, everybody. All right, everybody. Woo! Wait, there's more. Chicken Marcella for me, witches. You can't be a cool guy in a bar with these dang things on. I look like a weird cowboy gynecologist. By the way, ladies, if your gynecologist has to make this move, well, you got problems. Pixar joke number 2 is what that is.